Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod's new cultural show, Beijing Standard Time, or BST for short. My name is Catherine.
Hi, this is David.
And this is Jason.
So just a quick recap, this show is about a variety of different things. We're basically talking about life in China from different people's perspectives. I think we often hear about foreigners' perspectives because we can communicate with foreigners who speak English. But on the other hand, it's nice to hear about China from, you know, your average person here. And so that's something that we're trying to do today with an interview. But we'll be talking more about that in a moment. For now, we're actually going to focus on a very important part of daily life. Now, what is that, David? What are we talking about today?
Having breakfast.
Which is very important. Don't skip breakfast.
Yeah, and you sound so unenthused, but I always see you eating these baozi, right?
I actually had a period of time where I didn't eat baozi, and now I'm loving baozi again. I have a newfound love for baozi.
You've come back full circle.
Yeah.
Well, I think baozi are a pretty common way to start out the day, at least here in South China. People, you see them lined up by these big steaming windows, and then they're getting their little plastic bags of baozi.
Especially in the winter, and I realized the other day as I was walking to the office that I had it in my pocket, and it warmed up my hands.
And they're big enough that your hands are totally covered.
Yeah, actually, you can see the steam in winter, you know. The steam came out of the basket.
Yeah, and looking at it makes you feel warm.
Yeah, it feels very nice.
Well, I think what's interesting is that it's not just one kind of dumpling here we're talking about. There's actually a whole variety of them. And so before we get started with the interview, because we do have an interview coming up with someone who sells baozi. She's our local lady, Mrs. Wan.
The baozi ai.
So before we get started with the interview and Mrs. Wan, let's actually talk a little bit about these different kinds of breakfast foods, she calls them, zaodian, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, what is the category called? Because there's a couple of ways to say it.
Actually, in South, we call all the baozi is mantou.
Mantou.
So it's a kind of food.
Yeah.
But in the north, mantou is only one thing, right? It's the bread. It's like the
steamed bread.
Yeah, steamed bread. It doesn't have any meat or juice inside of it.
Yeah, right? But like in Shanghai, we say baozi less, you know, than mantou.
Okay.
Actually.
So the word mantou is used more often here than baozi.
Yeah. Okay. In south.
Interesting. So that might be a source of confusion. If you're in the north and you want just a piece of steamed bread, you'd order mantou. But if you're in the south and you order some mantou, you might actually have to clarify what kind of baozi you want.
Yeah, it's a broader category.
There
are plenty of types of baozi. I have seen gongbao jiding baozi.
Oh, wow.
They had every kind of baozi.
Well, the common baozi is like a rou baozi.
Yeah, with it's a like ball of pork. Or I think it's
It's like a meatball, basically, in the middle.
Yeah.
But also, my favorite is cai bao.
Cai bao, dui.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too. That's probably more healthy.
Has a little bit of tofu sometimes. That's
yeah, those like kind of harder tofu little strips, right?
Yeah, the tofu gan.
Okay, my favorite baozi from Mrs. Wan is 粉丝包.
粉丝, that's like the glass noodles, right?
Spicy 粉丝.
粉丝 in a baozi? I've actually never heard of that.
Interesting.
You should try that.
So if you can put 粉丝 in a baozi, I think that's pretty incredible.
We should
noodles.
Actually talk to Mrs. Wan about some fusion ideas. My brain is going.
Put like a Snickers bar in a baozi.
Or pizza bao.
Pizza baozi. Oh my gosh. That's actually
pepperoni
a genius
pizza
idea. No, seriously, that's a brilliant idea.
All right, well, more on that maybe after this. But we've got baozi, so those are the steamed ones. They're round. But we have other things, especially here in Shanghai, which is the land of zaodian, right? We've got shengjian.
Ah, shengjian. Yeah.
Shengjian is delicious, I think. It's like there's a couple places in Shanghai that are really well known for their shengjian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so what exactly is shengjian, David?
It's fried, deep fried, and one side is soft and one side is hard.
So it's fried on the one side, and that makes it crispy.
Crispy. Yeah.
So that brings us to why it's actually jian, right? And it's different than to deep fry or to fry in a wok. It's like to fry in a flat pan.
But it's like those big cast iron pans. You'll see them. They're black and they're heavy.
Yeah.
And you can fit like 100 shengjian in them.
Maybe 50, maybe.
Okay, so you can fit like
some
30
big
or 40 of these shengjian.
Well, maybe you will find a bigger pan, you know.
They're kind of like mini baozi, I think, because they have a thicker bread. It's not like the other dumplings with like a thin skin. They have like a bread like outside.
They do, and they squirt on you. So if you bite into a hot one, there's a little bit of the juice from the meat.
Oh
you have to be really careful.
And it's hot, very hot.
Very hot.
For all these different soup dumplings, I always wondered like, how do they get the soup in there? My Chinese friend was like, that's a stupid question. Like, you don't put the soup in there. Like, it's the juices from the meat.
That's also Chinese gelatin.
Secret. Come out. It's a Chinese secret. I just revealed the Chinese secret.
I think there's like a gelatin. I read this in a recipe. I don't know if it's the real way it's done, but there's like a cube of gelatin that's frozen or like cold.
Oh, there we go.
And then when it gets heated up, the steam actually melts it and it turns into soup.
Oh, there we go. Never mind. Maybe I was still wrong slightly.
So we've got Shengjiang, which are a classic, but we also have maybe the most famous snack food in all of Shanghai, which is the Shanghai like soup dumpling, right?
Yeah. 小笼包.
So the little dragon ball or little dragon.
Actually,
that long
is different.
It's different.
Really?
It has the dragon character inside of it, but it's like it means the basket. So, long.
Oh, okay. Longzi. All right. I have been living alive for four and a half years.
I did too. I remember when I first came to China, I was like, oh, I love those little dragon dumplings. It's a good mnemonic though. So
it is, except now I know that I'm wrong. But so basically, basket would be the steamer. Yilong would be one of the steamer baskets. Mm. All right. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
And it's a type of tambal, right? It's a type of soup dumpling.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, you have to eat it. I eat it with a spoon because I'm very clumsy. But you eat it with the spoon maybe and bite off a little bit. And then you suck out the soup, which is the best part.
Mm. So David, you might...
Very hot.
You might not. Awesome. You might not like to hear this, but I got to tell you the truth.
What?
I prefer Nanjing tambao over.
Me too.
Oh well, there you go. We are more.
I thought
and more
you would
like
be a purist.
Day.
You're Shanghainese, and you're saying you prefer the Nanjing ones.
Well,
there's more soup. I think there's more. Flavor.
Those are the bigger ones, right?
They're bigger and they're more of like a ball. They're not necessarily tapered at the top, like a teardrop or a Hershey's kiss. They're more like a ball. And oh man, are they good? Yeah. Yangzhou, Suzhou,
especially
also
the soup.
Yes,
the soup inside.
Jijir hanbao, you know jijir hanbao.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Well, this isn't gonna help. The next one we've got. This is the last kind of like dumplingy thing. Is the guotie, right?
Yep. Yeah, guotie.
So guotie,
great.
They might be more obvious if we go by the English name.
Pot sticker. And I knew the word guotie for many, many years. And I also, of course, my whole life knew the word pot sticker. I never realized guotie, pot, stick.
Stick.
And these are cooked in the same thing or a similar thing as shengjian, right? They're also cooked in a thin pan. Or
look like
a shallow pan.
Jiaozi.
Yes.
Look like jiaozi.
Yeah, and they're fried as opposed to being steamed.
Yeah, I think we talked about that in the interview as well, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, there's one more thing. The verb, we already have the verb to cook in one of these big kind of heavy pans. It's a little bit different from a wok. But the verb to steam comes up. So what is the verb to steam?
Zheng. Zheng.
I even remembered the G. A lot of people accidentally say zhen, but it's zheng, right?
Zheng. Zheng. So you would zheng baozi.
对, zheng baozi.
So that's actually maybe the most visible part of the baozi stand, all that steam coming up.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, very interesting. So now you know more than you ever wanted to know about the various kinds of baozi in the world, but we're going to go listen to Mrs. Wan as she talks about her business, and Jason's going to be there to translate, and David's going to be asking the questions.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun interview. I hope we all hope you enjoy it. I think there's some higher level advanced stuff, but you should still be able to get a lot out of it.
I think so too. So let's go take a listen.
All right, today on the Beijing Standard Time interview segment, we are going to be interviewing a very special guest. And I think the language in this interview will be a little bit more difficult, actually. It's on the advanced side, and it's with a native speaker in a very natural speaking environment. So it's a little bit more advanced, but try your best to follow along. So our guest today is actually a woman who works across the street from Chinese Pod selling baozi.
Yes, I'm very glad that we finally asked her to come here, you know. And this is the show what we always want to do, to show people the very common Chinese and the common Chinese people, right?
All right, so let's start off by just asking her a little bit about herself.
大家好,我姓万,叫万峰,我来自湖北。
你姓万女士,你好。 你来自湖北是吗?
对。
Oh, okay, so Hubei, so from central China, right? Pretty far from Shanghai, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so how long have you been in Shanghai?
我到上海七年。
Oh, 七年了。
七年了。
哇, 时间还比我长。
你觉得上海怎么样?
上海总结来说吧, 是中国第二大城市嘛, 对吧? 消费水平各方面都是很好的。 但是就是说什么, 压力很大的。
压力很大的
All right, so there's a lot of high pressure, right? You hear this a lot about Shanghai, actually. Many people feel this way.
Right, yeah.
It's a really high pressure city. Yeah. Okay, well, you've been here for 7 years, so I have a question. Do you understand Shanghai 话?
你能听得懂上海话吗?
上海话听大概 80% 吧。
但是你可以说吗?
说得很少的。说得很少的。
All right, so she understands about 80% of it, but she doesn't speak it very often. Okay, so you're in Shanghai 7 years, understand about 80% of Shanghainese, don't speak it very often, so what do you do here in Shanghai?
你在上海是以什么为生的呢？
我们在上海做早点。
做早点。
早点。
Okay, so breakfast foods, breakfast snacks, right?
对。
那早点是包括什么样子的菜呢？什么样子的东西？
一般什么包子啊？包子、生煎、锅贴、小笼、豆浆啊、稀饭啊。
Okay, so we have here baozi. I think we all know what baozi is, right? And we also have guoqie, which is pot stickers, right? They're these dumplings like fried in a big... fried in like a pan kind of thing.
Yeah, look like jiaozi, fried jiaozi.
Yeah, exactly, fried jiaozi, fried dumplings. And then baozi are steamed, so then we have fried dumplings. And we also have xiaolongbao, shengjian, which are also fried, but they're...
very yummy, that's my favorite.
They're almost like fried baozi, I think. Small little baozi, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also, what was the other one? Xiaolongbao, right? And xiaolongbao is the Shanghainese soup style dumpling,
yeah,
which is also steamed. So very tasty stuff. Many of our Chinese Pot employees eat the food from her shop every day.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's why we had her up here. Okay, so how long does it take to make one baozi? I want to know.
就是做一个比如说包子的话大概多长时间？
大概半个小时左右吧。
就是从包好以后然后到蒸好。
到蒸熟，对。
蒸熟了。
对。
All right, so it takes about a half an hour, right? So you have to ball it up or make the actual baozi and then you have to steam it, right?
Yeah.
So it's completed in about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, do you have a secret ingredient or some sort of... Everybody seems to like your baozi quite a bit. So do you have some sort of special ingredient or some sort of special way of making them to make them extra delicious?
Yeah, that's what I was. Want to know. Okay, 你有没有什么秘方就是把包子做得很好吃吗?
秘方，秘方嘛，每个人做包子都有每个人的，跟你说，他的那个做包子的心都有配方的，每个人配方不一样的，
配方不一样，
对，
Okay, so everybody has their own special ingredient, everybody has their own way of making it, right?
一般跟你说怎么，用心做，
你
要凭良心做生意，跟你说什么的生意都
做。What a good answer!
So you have to put your heart into it, right? Her secret ingredient is her heart, her care for the baozi.Good.
Okay, 用心做包子。
那是肯定的。你要当成自己吃的东西来做，给别人吃，那就可以了。
Okay, so you have to have this idea that if you're going to make it, you should be willing to eat it yourself, right? 那你平时忙不忙？
平时还好吧，也忙忙的。
Okay, so she's pretty busy, but not too bad.
I got one another question. 你有没有发觉，就是比如说你的顾客非常挑剔？
So has she ever...
有啊。
Has she ever had any really picky customers, right?
Yeah. 能不能告诉我们，比如说你碰到，有没有碰到过这种类似的顾客？
有的，有的，很多的。
比如说？
比如说有的说，哎呀，今天包子怎么，你怎么做的这么难看啦，小了呀，大了呀，今天的大呀，昨天的小啊。很多这种事的。
然后你怎么办呢？
要怎么办？因为他每个包子的发酵时间不一样。跟你说他做的，跟你说不是每个人都是机器做的，人工做的肯定有大有小的，那很正常的呀。
对对对，那倒是，
对吧？
因
为大小不一的呀，每个人不跟人说差一点点都看得出来，这实在话。像要全都是我做的，我的样子都是一样的，大小也就一样。
那你会不会就是针对一些非常挑剔的顾客，然后把包子扔在他们的脸上？
那一般很少的，很少的，因为都熟了嘛，一般很少的
啊。基本上都是熟的客人是吧？
熟的客人，像这种事太挑剔的人很少的，一般都很少。
还是极个别的啊。
也有的，也有的。但跟你说，有的人像什么，他也上次不也有一个了吗？他说什么？哎呀，这个包子怎么这个样子啊？太小了，他的手在里面抓抓抓抓的，我气死了。
是吧？
算了算了，你不卖了吧，我不卖给你了。你的手抓抓，跟你说像什么样子，别人怎么吃啊？
对
不
对,
对,
对，这有点过分了。
那肯定的，我不卖可以吧？
对对对，
然后跟你说，哎呀，骂人了，就说骂了个上海话，哎呀，你个小瘪三啊，怎么了，骂我们了。我说再怎么，我们乡下人怎么，乡下人再怎么小瘪三怎么样，不像上海人，有的人太挑剔了嘛。再怎么做事跟你说，不像你这样太挑剔了，我们乡下人跟你说，不像上海人小气巴拉的。因为一般的人乡下人都感觉都什么 都比上海人大方一点。太斤斤计较了。
All right, so basically that was a lot to translate, but we're talking about the fact that David asked her if she's had any customers that were super picky, and yeah, she's had some, you know, and she's also had some really familiar customers that just complained maybe about one's too small or something, and then she told a story about the guy who was so upset with the size of the bao that he just tried to grab it and take off, right?
Yeah.
And then he started to mock her and stuff like that, and so she mocked him back, right?
Yeah, a little fight.
Yeah, and they had a little argument, and yeah, so... Mm. You can try to listen to all of that and pick it all up if you're up for the challenge. All right, so it sounds like it's a pretty interesting job, and I think everybody should be glad that you're there selling the baozi. All right, so Wan Yushi, we have another question for you. What are your plans for your future in Shanghai?
啊，就是你有没有对未来有个计划？就你的未来的一个心愿是什么？
未来的心愿嘛。跟你说人嘛，跟你说在外面做事做时间长了，就感觉像一个什么一夜浮萍一样的。总的来说，还要是什么有个落脚点。最基本嘛，想在上海买套房子是最低的呀。
啊，想在上海买套房子。
哎，这是我们最大的心愿了。
Okay, so her biggest wish, you know, for her future is to be able to buy an apartment here in Shanghai.
但是上海的房子特别贵啊。
对呀，跟你说现在是几乎跟你说是什么，真的是一个梦想了。
So it's kind of like a dream, right? It's maybe she's worried it might not become a reality. Kind of.
那你觉得你这个梦想会实现吗？
但愿吧。
啊，
但愿吧。
不管怎么样，就至少有一个目标可以去奋斗，
对
吧？对
对对，你人没目标，跟你说就没有那个奋斗的精神了。
啊，对。
So you have to have a goal, and you have to struggle towards that goal no matter what, right? Yeah, very inspiring.
因为什么？因为我有两个小孩。想那种怎么了？不想要像我们这么做了一辈子以后还回到农村，最基本的跟他们有个落脚点，那么好朝我们这个，在我再以我们为起点。
啊，就是说，你的意思是，就是比如说在上海买房子的目的是能够为了你的孩子。
Okay, so she's basically saying she has two children and she doesn't want to have them work their whole lives and then go all the way back to the countryside like she's going to have to. So she wants to create a stable place here in Shanghai for them to continue their lives.
我记得好像你说过，之前你说过好像，你还是希望能够到最后能够回到自己的家乡。
对。
湖北。
对，因为怎么？总有一句老古话嘛，叶落归根嘛。
啊，叶落归根，
对不对？
叶落归根，对，很浪漫的。
中国人的一个什么老传统思想，没办法的，改变不了的。
就是你必须，比如说，不管你在外地生活多长时间，你始终要回到你的家乡，你的故乡。
对。
It's like no matter what, you gotta go back. That sentence is really nice. I like that Chinese. 的叶落归根。
因为人的每个人的心目中的什么？故乡是最美的。
It's like the leaves fall from the tree and they re-enter, and so it's like everything goes back to where it came from, right? Yeah, yeah, very poetic.
那如果说你的孩子不听话，或者说不好好学习的话，你会不会打他们？
Okay, so David's basically asking if her sons or her children were being bad and not obedient, not listening, or not studying or something, would she use physical force to punish them?
有时候也有可能的。但是打得很少。
So she will every once in a while, yeah, but not very often.
对，好像现在打孩子的家长还是越来越少了。
少的，因为不像以前的嘛，棍棒之下出孝子嘛，对吧？
对对对。
现在跟我女儿说，她说，我老公一说我女儿就说，爸爸，你那是什么时代？我这是什么时代？时代不一样了。
啊，对对对。
So she feels like her time and her generation is completely different, right?
Jason, did you hear? 棍棒底下出孝子。
棍棒底下的孝子。Can you explain that for us?
棍棒 is like a kind of stick.
Okay.
孝子 is a... Is
like the perfect son, right?
Yeah,
a really
perfect
obedient
son,
yeah. Or daughter.
Yeah. If you want a perfect child, you have to be them.
Okay, so perfection only comes through, you know, this physical force, this punishment of physical force, right?
棍棒底下出孝子。
Super obedient
But,
children.
Yeah, Chinese people, I think, do less and less.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, now, well, I have a last question for you, Wan Yushi. 你喜不喜欢吃包子？
本来嘛，我们以前什么，我们江南嘛，基本上很少吃包子。
很少吃的吧？
不过现在嘛，习惯成自然了。
习惯了。
习惯了。
没有吃腻了吗？你每天做，
因为他们可能就是说早上卖不掉的包子，可能必须要自己吃。
对对对对对，所以我问你，你吃腻了没？
一般像你们说的那很少的，像我们自己吃都吃，跟你说什么？都是第一个或者刚刚出来的包子肯定自己要先吃的。 因为要尝尝味道，今天的味道是什么样子，有什么区别。
Oh, right, that's the part of the secret ingredient, right?
Of making the perfect baozi.
Yeah, it tastes it by itself and tastes the first one.
Oh, so that's a secret right there. You try the first one yourself to make sure the whole batch is good, right when it comes out.
好的，非常感谢你万女士，我想我们啊今天问了你特别多的问题，然后你回答得非常好，谢谢你。
不用谢。
谢谢你，真的很感谢。
你下次还会来参加我们的节目吗？
有空再来吧。
啊，好的好的，知道你非常的忙，非常感谢。
Alright, well hopefully that was fun for everybody else. We had a great time interviewing Mrs. Wan here. So hopefully you guys can listen and pick up some of the language points and some of the cultural stuff in the interview as well. Alright, bye bye, 再见。
So that's all we've got for today. We hope that you've enjoyed this interview. If you did enjoy it, please let us know, because we love doing this kind of thing, but we don't know if this is something that you're looking for as far as kind of cultural exposure to China is concerned. If you want to hear other people's experiences in China, let us know. What kind of people? You know, Bao An, artists, anybody is fair game. So let us know. Our website is ChinesePod.com.
Yes, we will see you on the website.
See you next time.